Coons, Netanyahu could break U.S.-Israel strategic relationship. By Pam Key on May 12, 2024. Biden campaign co-chairman Senator Chris Coons, Dita, said Sunday on ABC's This Week that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be breaking the relationship between the United States and Israel. Partial transcript as follows. Coons, Martha, I'll remind you and your viewers, it was just 3 weeks ago that President Biden ably came to Israel's defense. In partnership with the British, the French, the Saudis and the Jordanians when Iran launched 300 missiles and drones at Israel. It's clear we are willing to strongly defend Israel. But he's urging Prime Minister Netanyahu to choose the path of peace that's right in front of him. That requires reaching a deal with regional actors. Raddatz, Senator. If Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu, does go in with a full-scale assault on Rafah, what do you think the president should do? We've heard his warnings. Coons, I think we will act. And I think this will be up to the president in exactly what way he will act. But I'll remind you, there's precedent for this. President Reagan was in a position where he did the same thing. Crosstalk. Raddatz, again, you remind us of that. But what? What do you mean he will act? He'll stop weapons? He'll stop more weapons? Coons, yes. Raddatz, how many weapons? All weapons? Coons, I'm clear that we will not abandon Israel. He will not stop providing defensive systems to Israel. Look, Hezbollah continues to attack Israel in the north. Just last night there was more rockets and shells coming into the north of Israel. I don't believe we will leave Israel defenseless at all. Raddatz, so, you're saying he'll stop offensive weapons? Not defenseless, but you talk about specifically defensive weapons. So are you saying offensive weapons should be stopped? Coons, look, I think whatever munitions, such as the 2,000-pound bombs that have previously been used in Gaza, that are supplied only by the United States, and that can cause massive civilian casualties may well be paused. It is tragic that we're at this point. And, Martha, I want to conclude by saying that I hope Prime Minister Netanyahu is thinking about his legacy. Right now his legacy is the huge, strategic and defensive failure of October 7th and his legacy could be a real gap. A break in the long, strong, bipartisan, strategic relationship between the United States and Israel. I think that would be tragic. His legacy could instead be achieving regional security and peace for Israel. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.